Tonight, Richmond City Council will be voting on a motion to move forward on options for enforcement of escort services and body rubs. Swan Vancouver is a charitable organization that advocates for and supports immigrant and migrant women who engage in sex work indoors. SWAN stands for Sex Workers Action Network. Krista Ladaris is their communications manager. She will be speaking at Richmond City Hall tonight in opposition to this recommendation on enforcement. And she joins me now. Hi, Crystal. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
So can you tell us what has been happening in Richmond these past few months?
Yeah, a number of women have fled their safer workplaces at massage parlors since November, when Councillor Cash Heed introduced a motion to use bylaws to crack down on these businesses, their workplaces. Since then, workers have described bylaw and RCMP officers barging into these workplaces, detaining workers, blocking exits, lining up the women, and then taking their IDs. Understandably, they've described this experience as traumatizing for them. And to put this in perspective, this is not a normal inspection. If this were a restaurant and every employee was detained during that inspection, the city would have some explaining to do. So what's happening tonight is council is looking at the recommendation for bylaw to continue this sort of harmful enforcement at the level that it's been occurring, and then also amend bylaws to increase fines and give officers more ticketing power.
Mm. And to go back to sort of the beginning of this, this was all stemming from a motion from Councillor Heed. Did he give any reasoning for why he was going through with this?
He made it very clear in the November Community Safety Committee meeting that this was not about safety. This was a moral and ethical issue, and he doesn't think the city should be licensing these businesses. This is not a decision or a motion that's based on evidence or the lived experiences of these workers at these massage parlors. This is about one man's personal beliefs. And I don't believe one man's personal beliefs outweigh the safety of dozens of women.
Some of the massage parlor workers themselves, they spoke at City Council earlier this month. What can you tell us about what their experiences have been?
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, because of the stigma tied to their work and their workplaces, mm-hmm. They couldn't speak at City Council, but they told us a lot about their experiences, and we were present at City Council to relay that information to councillors. We told councillors that the women were scared of bylaw officers more than RCMP. They were also telling us that they're afraid to, but they have no choice now, but to move to private apartments. And this is where you see the more underground operations occurring. When we started warning City Council about this late last year, after the first set of raids and that enforcement, that this kind of enforcement will push these women into more dangerous situations. Now, so when they move from the licensed businesses to the apartments, they face more violence, more robberies, and even the chance of exploitation. These licensed businesses are the safest place for these women to work. It's harm reduction. And coincidentally, this council voted on a motion just recently to explore the viability of a supervised consumption site in their community. This is the same sort of idea. This is harm reduction.
Mm. Is what is happening also a privacy issue?
Definitely. So what we're seeing as far as the tickets that are being handed out, many of them are for unregistered employees. There's a really good reason why women don't want to register with the city. The first thing you have to do is go to City Hall in person and essentially out yourself as a sex worker to a city employee. And then you have your legal name on the record with the City of Richmond. Then you go over to the RCMP detachment for a criminal record check. And of course, women are worried that the purpose of that criminal record check will remain on file. These women face a lot of stigma. They're closest family members and friends don't know about the work that they do, yet they've had to out themselves to a number of public employees. They also don't want to lose their other jobs. Many Some of them work in the public sector in education or healthcare, and they simply don't make enough money there in those areas to afford to pay rent in Richmond. So they do sex work as well, but they don't want to lose these other jobs.
You are speaking in front of Richmond City Council tonight. What do you anticipate will happen?
So from our perspective, we want to ask the city just to really slow down, look at best practices. What are some better options that you can do? And look at what some of these other municipalities are doing. If you're not seeing a lot of registered employees, maybe you should look into what the city of Burnaby is doing, where it actually requires businesses to keep a record of employees up until a year after they leave the job, and then just present that to an inspector if they ask for it. This is less of a privacy issue. We know that the city of Vancouver and the city of New West is working on sex worker safety guidelines. Unfortunately, these policies came into practice after years of deadly violence against sex workers. And I'm saying this at a time when a serial killer who targeted sex workers has been considered for day parole. So Richmond doesn't have to wait for that. Women don't have to die in order for you to amend the bylaws in a way that promotes safety and workers' privacy, or create guidelines for sex worker safety so they can be protected as well.
What do you think this issue says about Richmond in terms of, you know, progressing forward when it comes to sex work?
Well, I think it makes it clear that if Richmond doesn't reject these recommendations, it will be moving backwards. We're seeing cities creating sex worker safety guidelines, creating sex worker safety guidelines, and Richmond would be moving backwards. And I can't imagine any other city really following suit after Richmond. Any of these communities that experience that sort of level of violence against their community members are probably looking at Richmond as a disgrace.
Crystal, I thank you so much for joining us to talk about this today.
Appreciate your time, Amy. Thank you.
That was Crystal Ladaris, the communications manager for Swan Vancouver.